Welcome to the Intentional Artistry Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Stillwell, and I help hairstylists find their confidence behind the chair in the beauty industry through mentorship, breaking through limiting beliefs, and helping to develop skills that will help hairstylists to be able to achieve their definition of success. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's get started. Welcome to today's podcast. I just want to tell you how grateful I am for you. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad that you are spending time with me. Like, you could literally be doing anything else, but you're, and you might, because this is a podcast, so you can listen to it while you're doing other things. But if you are listening to this, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to check this out and for us to be together for as long as this podcast is. Okay, so let's dive in. My thought for today is I want to talk about a transition period that always happens and what to expect with that transition period. And you know, when you are transitioning from one thing or another, and you know, you start feeling like, okay, this is the path that I'm supposed to be on. Gotten the signs. I've, you know, felt peace about it. Like, I'm ready to move on. And then the next thing you know, you just keep getting one test after the other. And you have some hiccups along the way. And, you know, you feel like you are burning the ships, or you are doing that, and you're stepping into something new. And whether it's a new location, a new job, a new path, and you're saying, okay, I'm ready. I believe that this is the path God is leading me on. I think that this is it, right? And then, like I said earlier, you're getting tested one after the other, or there's like hiccups. And it's funny because through those transitions, there's always going to be some kind of test, some kind of thing that makes you figure out your character, your faith, your resilience, and maybe even if you have the commitment to keep going into that new direction. And you know, sometimes this doesn't always happen, but I feel like when it's actually really meaningful, like meaningful, you know, you've heard that saying, like, every good thing is like takes work and you have to go through it. I think this is kind of like, you know, what we're talking about. And this might sound, I don't know where you are. You know, I don't, maybe you're like, my life's great. Well, awesome. Like, we should celebrate that. But if you are feeling kind of like, I feel like this is the right thing I'm supposed to do. I've seen it. It's been confirmed. I'm, you know, this and this and this, they've all lined up. And sometimes I think that either, right, you know, right before you have this transition, you have a lot going into it, right? It's kind of like that Indiana Jones kind of moment where you're having to step off and pray that there's a little ledge there that's going to catch you so you can get to the other side. But you know, when you're actually transitioning into something, you just feel like, did I just make a mistake? Or, oh my gosh, but I thought that this is like what the Lord wants for my life. Sometimes I think it's just the faith and belief that he is working all things out for your good, or he's protecting you, or that something is like possibly like a test or maybe a health issue, and so that's why you're not getting the jobs right away. And you know, the thing is though, is that it's so hard when you truly believe that you are on that path that you're meant to go on. You know, it's the road less traveled, right? Because it's so easy just to sit back and be like, you know what? I'm comfortable here. Like, I'm good here. I'm safe here, kind of. You're like, you know, you could be safe there. It could be like horrible. You know, like, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's common. It's familiar to you. So you kind of know how to go about it, if that makes any kind of sense. So I have some questions for you. Do you have the faith to step out and to keep going? Are you going to be flexible and trust the process? And are you going to and willing to surrender maybe your pride, maybe your thoughts of how things should be, maybe moving on to healthier things or maybe even healthier people? Maybe can you forgive either yourself or others? And then the next thing is, what are you telling yourself in the meantime? Do you know that you have more conversations with yourself and in your brain than you do with probably people? What you tell yourself matters. What you believe in matters. And it's either what keeps you stuck or what keeps you persevering. And did you know that it's totally normal to keep having to remind yourself of the good, your why, the purpose, who you are, your identity? I want to share this verse with you, and it's Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. That verse, I saw that the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually perfect for what we're going to talk about. Because transitions, those are sometimes so hard. And you know, my mentors and the people who I look up to a lot, I love how they talk about what I'm about to share with you, is that, you know, when you're transitioning or when you're doing something new, sometimes it's like blast off, right? Like you're seeing it, you're seeing the growth, you're seeing the possibilities, you're seeing the potential, and you believe in it. And then there's sometimes where you have this transition and you're like, but I want to do this, but you know, I have a backup A, B, C, D, E, and F in case it doesn't work out. Or I'm super nervous about this. And sometimes you have these limited beliefs, or you have lies that you're believing in your head. And, or maybe it's just the people who are around you are like, are you sure about this? And you kind of feel like you're questioning yourself, and people are, you might feel like someone else is questioning you. And what I love about this verse is that what you can do is, you might not have the blueprint. You might be feeling like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be going. This is the direction I'm supposed to be heading. Us as people want things super quickly and almost instantly, right? And when we don't get that, we pivot a lot. Or we're like, oh, then we're just not good at this. Or I'm not seeing any sales. I'm not seeing anything. Like I'm not even getting good feedback anymore from people. Or I'm questioning myself. And then you jump from one thing to another, or you're like, this isn't working. Scrap this all, you know? And I do believe that when you're called to do something and you're going to step out and have faith and believe, here's the thing. The Lord's not going to lead you that far just to be like, bye, you're on your own. Good luck to you. You know, but he goes before you. So he's going before you and he's helping you as well as being with you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. And to not be afraid or discouraged. Don't be discouraged either. That's, I think, when you have to take every thought captive and you have to be really intentional and very aware, because it's super easy to be afraid. Fear is such a driver for so many people, hi, including me. You're not alone. And it's easy to be discouraged, especially when you don't see things quickly. I want to give you 6 things to help you along the way in this transition period for you. Or if you're about to step into it, or you're pivoting, or, you know, If you're not right now, save this for later because, you know, you can come back to it. So the first thing that I would suggest is to ride the wave and to go through the wave. That's something that I think is super important. Ride the wave and go through it. I know you might be like, that doesn't work. But I think you can go with it and be flexible and just say, okay, well, here we are. It's okay. Instead of fighting it, instead of being panicky and just being like, oh my gosh, and you're like flailing around, you know? It's so much different when you're riding the wave or going through the wave, right? Instead of panicking and freaking out because the wave is big, you know? Second thing is replace the lies with the truth. We talked about that. Is taking, you know, every thought captive. And that's hard. It kind of gets, it's something that you definitely have to strengthen, you know? And the thing that I want you to be aware of is really pay attention to your emotions, really pay attention to the thoughts. And for some reason, if you are feeling down about yourself or a little depressed or, you know, saying like, I can never do this, or this is too big, I'm too overwhelmed. That is just symptoms of what's really going on. And the first thing about that is to pay attention to those things because, you know, I remember hearing like replace the lies with truth, but I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't understand this. And that's why I'm saying like the conversations with yourself are ongoing. They don't stop. And sometimes we can be the harshest to ourselves than we will ever or could ever be to someone else, especially people that we love, right? But I guarantee you that if you started telling people or, you know, your brother or your sister or your mother or your best friend or, you know, whoever is close to you that really loves you, and you said the things out loud that you're telling yourself, and they heard that, I probably would guarantee you that they'd be like, excuse you, no, that does not belong here. You're an incredible person. You're enough. You are loved. You're beautiful. You're kind. You're compassionate. You're just going through some stuff, you know? And you're going to be okay. You're going to make it. Does that make sense? Like, if you heard that from your daughter or your mother or your sister or your best friend, what would you do? You do the same thing. So why are we doing that to ourselves? You would say to your best friend, you're enough. You're worthy. You're deserving. You're beautiful. You're compassionate. You're kind. You're lovely. Well, so are you. Exactly you who are listening to the sound of my voice right now. And I pray and hope that you and I can accept that just as we are and truly believe it. So the next thing, I love this personally, but embrace the cray cray, right? Embrace it. You can laugh, cry, get stressed, freak out, and be okay all at the same time. And you might feel a little weird about that at first, but sometimes you just gotta laugh. You know, sometimes you're just like, well, this is life, you know? Or, you know, when things are crazy and you feel like your head's just above the water, you feel like it's slowly taking you on. It's okay to feel that. Honestly, you know, a while ago, a long time ago, I used to feel like crying just showed weakness in myself. Not when other people cry, but for myself. I didn't want to cry. So there was a period of my life where I felt like I couldn't even go into a church or sit in the back pew or, you know, go to therapy or go to someone because I would just lose it because, you know, what I was feeling was so much. And I felt like if I did that, I would never be able to stop. But what I've learned is that when you feel super overwhelmed or you feel like maybe even like you're happy, maybe it's like tears of joy, Maybe it's like complete stress and you feel like you're going to have a breakdown. Either way, crying, and you can do this by yourself. It's cool. Like, you can do it in front of whoever. I promise you, this is going to sound real crazy, but people, we get so wrapped up in what people think about us. But honestly, if you think about it, the next time you're in a room full of people, think about what you're actually saying to yourself. You're probably wondering, oh my gosh, how do I look? Can I sit here? What do I do next? Like, so many people are thinking about themselves and they're not really thinking about what another person thinks of a lot. Does that make sense? It matters how you're doing. It matters if you're okay. It matters about your mental health. It matters. Your peace matters. Your happiness matters. Your love for yourself and others matter. Your connection to God matters. And if you break down in joy or gratitude, or you're just overwhelmed and you feel like life is just sucking the life out of you, crying is like a release. Praising is a release, right? So embrace it. It's okay. The fourth thing is, now I'm going to be big sister here, okay? Don't make any important decisions until you have a clear head. I promise you, everything won't fall apart. It'll be there tomorrow or it'll be there on Monday. It's okay. You can put your phone down. You can have your moments. It's cool. You know, it's okay. But don't make an important decision unless it's like life altering or there's a massive emergency. You know what I mean? Like, of course, you know, there are exceptions to this, but just don't make a decision until you have like your emotions settle. You have time to breathe. You have time to process things. Like, I think that's probably what I'm saying is, like, process things first. You know, don't just fly off the handle and be like, blah, 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 you know, and just take a moment. That's okay. Number five is to keep going until you see results. It's normal to feel like, what the heck? I'm showing up. I've been consistent. I'm showing up as the best version of myself and still nothing. There's nothing yet. Yet. That's normal. And like what I said is we as people, like what I said earlier, is we as people want to see instant results, but sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't yet. So keep going. What I loved about, I totally forgot to tell you what my mentors have said. I think I got off on something completely different, and that's cool. There's purpose in this. But something that one of my mentors said is that it took her 3 months before she was seeing like sales come in or results come in. And now she's made almost $800,000, probably more at this point that this podcast, like I'm recording this. And she said, you know what, if I had given up in month one or month two, and I did not push through until I saw results, I would have missed out on all of this. And, you know, the results vary. Maybe you need to keep showing up and showing up and showing up and being consistent. And I'll tell you this, with someone who struggled with being consistent, especially on social media, like I felt like I was pretty consistent with my career and with doing hair and, you know, doing all that and doing it well for many, many years. Thought about this podcast and what I thought about putting content out on social media. It was very hard for me to be consistent sometimes. And, you know, I'll never forget, I was on a call and I was like, I don't know what I need to do. And my mentor flat out was like, Laura, You need to show up and you need to be consistent with your content. She's like, you're making good content. You're making great content. I don't see a problem with that. It's your consistency. And I was like, ooh, ow, but you're not wrong. Like, you're not wrong, my friend. And so I had to really take a moment and be like, do I really want this? Yes, I do. Have I really put in the work? Not really. Like, yes, I have in a way, but I've honestly talked about it more than I've actually did it and worked through it. So how can I see results when I don't even have anything out there to be like, hey, this is what I'm offering to the world. So this podcast, but it means something to me. I have a goal in mind, and it's not just financial, but it's to serve people. It's to serve you. And that's why I keep coming on here Monday after Monday after Monday to do this for you. And I mean, I have fun in the process, but I promised myself that something was going to be born. Like, something was going to be born out of this. And I have this passion in this. And so that's something that I want to ask you is, like, what you're doing, is it lighting us, like, your soul on fire? Is it saying, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this while no one's clapping for me. No one is buying for me. No one is, you know, praising my name or whatever. And I'm going to keep doing it no matter what. And I'm going to show up and I'm going to bring my best and I'm going to be encouraged and I'm going to encourage someone else. And I'm going to just set the tone and I'm going to believe that it'll happen. It'll happen. I'll believe it because that's what I'm doing. Okay. So it's normal to feel like, okay, I'm doing this. But what if this was the coolest thing with my mentor too, that, you know, I just told you about. She's like, I never even imagined life could be like this, or I could make that much money in such a short, like, it was like, she made that in like less than a year. Like, she made $300,000 in 6 months. Like, if you knew what was on this other side, and you were so close to that breakthrough, if you just kept going a little longer, would you still do it? I mean, my answer would be like, heck yeah. I mean, heck yeah, for sure. No questions asked. So, I mean, I don't know what keeps you going, or, you know, but maybe it's just something that, like, don't give up. Believe. Even to me, I just think of, like, even if I can serve one person today, even if it makes a difference for one stylist out there or one woman out there, then I'm doing my job. I'm doing what brings my heart, sets my heart on fire. And it's also to know that, because sometimes this world can be super lonely, even if you have a ton of people around you, sometimes life is just life, you know, and it's got its good and it's got its hard. And, you know, wherever you are right now, it's a season, right? And seasons don't have to be forever. They can be, you know, a couple months. It could be a couple years. But if you knew that, if you just hung in there for good, not good, and got to the other side, wouldn't you do that? I would. I hope you would too. So keep going. And number six, and this is the last thing that I'll share with you today, is to put in the work. You have to go through something instead of going around it. That is something where I know I'm learning for myself. You have to put in the work for it. You have to, this is so cliche, but you kind of almost have to pay your dues. Maybe you're like, I've paid my dues. Like, stop it. I've paid my dues. I should be there. maybe you should. Maybe you have to learn a certain lesson. I don't know. I don't know your position. I'm kind of speaking from experience, from my own thought process, is maybe it's that I need to show up and be consistent when my world is going up in flames. Or, you know, be consistent in the good times and be consistent and show my best and do it until things become second nature to you and you're being consistent and you're seeing results from it. Just remember, Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. All right, my friend, I believe in you. I believe that good things are coming. And I believe in showing up as your best self, loving yourself, and to keep going because you matter and you're enough. All right. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me. Take a screenshot and share it and tag me, and I will repost you and share. And yeah, I just appreciate you so much. And I'll see you next week. Bye.